And then, of course, our top story this morning, the reconciliation event, which led to trouble in East Belfast last night as four police officers were injured by fireworks and missiles as they came under attack by angry loyalist protesters. The trouble flared as the Brighton bomber Patrick McGee arrived to deliver a talk at the event, which was part of the Four Corners Festival called Listening to Your Enemies. Anthony's called us from West Belfast. What do you think, Anthony?
Well, good morning, Stephen. I'm just listening to what was said about earlier on.
Now, you used to be in the IRA, is that right?
Well, I'll give you a wee bit of this. I'm an ex-IRA volunteer. I'm an ex-prisoner.
Right.
And I'm a Republican.
Mm-hmm. How long were you in the IRA for?
I was in it for a few years. And I make no bones about it. I make no apologies for it. But what I'm on about is listening to the guy, Jim Wilson. He comes on and he's going to articulate himself. And he says he wants to engage with Republicans. He wants, and very good, and I hope he keeps at that. And I hope he's successful in it. But the thing is, he says there's a lot of anger within his community. And them people that lambasted him last night, you know, they're very angry. Well, it's a two-way street here, Stephen. There's a lot of anger in the Republican community as well. I mean, for instance, I had a brother. Was 21 years of age, and he was murdered by loyalists. He was sitting in a bar on a Saturday night with a couple of his friends in the UVF plant, a car bomb right said it. Now, him and his best friend were murdered. Now, that happened in 1972. And at that time, there was a guy who was part of mine, I called David Irvine, was a UVF bomber. My family have been Republicans all their lives. My father went to prison in the 40s. We have been staunch Republicans. We have voted Sinn Féin all our lives. When our family seen Gerry Adams, and by the way, we're very good friends of the Adams family, but when they seen Gerry Adams carrying David Irvine's coffin, it was gut-wrenching.
I'm not sure if he did carry the coffin, but he did attend
the funeral. Sorry. He walked behind the coffin, sorry. Yeah. He went to David Irvine's funeral. Now, that's a UVF bomber who was knocking about at the time when my 21-year-old brother was murdered. So, I mean, Jim Wilson and the loyalist community have to realise that on this side of the divide, there's a lot of anger too. My brother-in-law was murdered by the British Army. His anniversary here is on Sunday, the 2nd of February. He was only 27, 28 years of age, and he left his son behind. You know, there's still anger here. There's still anger in my family over all this. Nobody has ever been brought to book for it. Nobody was ever charged with my brother's murder. Nobody was ever charged with my brother-in-law's murder. So, I mean, them people, especially the guy that came on after, sorry, I can't remember his name, and he was saying about, Martin McGuinness saying about calling Northern Ireland, Northern Ireland. I don't have a problem with calling Northern Ireland, Northern Ireland. I don't have a problem calling it anything. I have an aspiration. I want a united Ireland. I want everybody to live happily, freely, in a united Ireland. And I have that right. And loyalists, like that guy who was on, or Jim Wilson or anybody else, have no right to take that away from me. So, I mean, but I would just say to Jim Wilson, is just keep going. Because Republicans will engage. And Republicans will articulate their views. I mean, I was in prison. And I was in prison with Pat McGee. And I know Pat McGee. Pat McGee isn't a bad person. He never was a bad person. He wasn't a bad person when he went to England as an IRA volunteer. And he's not a bad person now. I mean, Stephen, that's sort of where I'm coming from.
So this man you're saying is a decent person, the man that tried to kill a prime minister.
Yeah. I mean,
killer.
I mean, Stephen, people have to realise that there was a conflict here. There's decent people on both sides. There's bad people on both sides.
People died in the Brighton bombing.
Yeah, people died in the Brighton bombing. Yeah. My brother died in Collins Bar, and he was a decent person.
But here's the score, right? And here's the mindset. 31 people were injured in that Brighton bomb.
Yeah.
5 people were killed.
Yeah.
And people will just be asking you, you know, a killer's a decent person.
Stephen, I mean...
A murderer? Decent man?
If the conflict here wasn't going on, that person wouldn't have been out doing that. Mm. I mean,
so that makes it okay, does it?
No, it doesn't make it okay, Stephen. It doesn't. I mean, I look at people. I look at the people that were murdered by the paratroopers in Ballymurphy, and they're still hurting there too. I mean, I'm not saying everybody in the British Army is a bad person. You know, people have to realise where we're coming from as Republicans. I have good friends who are Protestants too and everything else. But there's hurt here too. There's real hurt.
And here's the real question, and I don't know if any politician, political party, academic will ever be able to solve this, right? And it's this. What do you do with all that anger on both sides?
There's a lot of anger.
But what do you do with it?
See, first of all, Stephen, people have to realise that there's anger on both sides, and then they have to sit down and start following it. Start making, talking to each other. Start getting to grips with it. I mean, I've had tried to get to grips with it all my life.
But what do you do with them on with the anger?
I mean, you try and make a place a better place. I mean, I don't know. You have to sit down. You have to talk. Standing outside places and shouting remarks and throwing bricks and injuring people and giving Jim Wilson a hard time or giving Pat McGee a hard time. I mean, that doesn't get anybody anywhere.
Well, violence doesn't get anybody anywhere. But you could argue that to protest for the next protest peacefully, by the way, for as long as you're alive against murderers and killers and terrorists is the right thing to do. And to send a message to the next generation of murderers and terrorists and killers that no, they won't be forgiven. That they won't rewrite history, and actually that human life is valuable, and if you want to take it, then people will stand up against you for the rest of your life. You know, that's what some people in this country fundamentally believe, and they've got a fundamental belief, therefore, a fundamental right to therefore protest, don't they?
Peacefully. People do have a fundamental right to protest, and I understand that. But when they're protesting, they have to realise too that there's hurt and anger on the other side as well.
No, I get that. Absolutely get that.
You mean this? I've listened. Stephen, this is the first time I've ever been on your show. I listen to it all the time, and I just keep hearing this thing from the loyalist community. There's hurt. There's anger. We're being betrayed. We're being sold out. I mean, I'm coming from a Republican point of view here, and I'm saying, sitting back and saying to myself, what are they talking about? What are they on about? I mean, do they not realise that there's been people murdered and on the other side, that there's anger, that there's deprivation, that, I mean, there's no justice on the other side? I mean, they have to sit back and realise that this wasn't just a Republican war. It was a war that went on both sides, and a war that's still going on today. I mean, it's still going on in people's minds. And people need to stop, and they need to pull back.
Pull back from what?
Pull back from what they're doing, from flag protests, from bombings, from shootings, from whatever it is. I'm talking about Republicans too. I mean, I'm not just talking about dissident Republicans. I can understand where dissident Republicans are coming from. I don't agree with them. And I think they should stop everything that they're doing in a violent way and become peaceful and do it in a peaceful manner. I mean, but loyalists have to realise that too. I mean, my blood is red as a guy's blood from the Shankill Road. We're no different. The only difference is that there has been anger and there's been hurt and it's been a war. I've lost members of my family and I'm sure they've lost members of their family. I mean, but they don't seem to realise that. Every time they come on this radio, it's about we're part of the United Kingdom and you don't know what we've been through and what we're going through and what. We've been through it too. Stephen, the only reason I phoned this show this morning was because I was really angry at that guy. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about my brother-in-law's anniversary on Sunday when he was 27, 28 years of age. Shot dead by a British soldier not less than 50 yards away in a sanitary box where he was fixing his car at his front door and nobody has ever been brought to book over it. Nobody. And there's loyalist people actually think...
Is that why you joined the IRA?
Well, it was probably part of it, yeah. Yeah, it was probably part of it. Because I've seen injustice. I've seen what went on. And I'm from Ballymurphy. I've seen people getting murdered in Ballymurphy by the British Army. I've seen people getting murdered in Ballymurphy by IRA. You know, I've seen my house coming and British soldiers and the RUC coming in and racking the house, pulling my brothers out of fucking bed. Everything that goes on, that had one on there. And I've seen it all. And I've went through it. I'm now 50-odd years of age. And I went through all this. And there's still anger in me. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice or not. I'm a wee bit nervous about him. But I'm angry. I'm angry because I have a nephew. I have a nephew who never seen his father. I'm a brother who never seen my brother growing up.
Have a listen to Andy in Belfast. Go ahead, Andy.
Hello. I can understand a bit of your mind there, but why are the Sinn Féiners still trying to push their aspirations on to about 50-odd percent of Catholic people who want to stay within the United Kingdom? And once again, I would like to just say, what about the people of Le Mans who were mutilated and or people who were killed by the IRA? Hello.
Can I ask that, Stephen?
Yeah, I want you to talk to each other.
Yeah, Stephen, listen.
This guy's name's Andy, Anthony. You can speak to Andy directly.
Is it Andy, sorry?
It's yeah. Andy, yeah.
Andy, listen, I don't have a problem sitting down and talking to you about Le Mans or anything else, or McGurk's Bar, or the murders in Ballymurphy, or the Shankill Road bombing. I don't have a problem with that. That, as I've said, this is a two-way street.
I know it is.
Right? Now,
do you honestly...
If people who vote for Sinn Féin have aspirations of a united Ireland, what right have you got to take that away from them? What right have you to say that, you're not allowed to have an aspiration of a united Ireland because you're living in the United Kingdom? Would you go over to Scotland and say to Alex Hammond, would you go over to him and say... Listen, knock it in the head, you aren't getting independence.
What about all the Irishmen that went to the United States of America? They turn around to Mr. Obama and say, well, we want the tricolour up there. We don't want to live under the flag of the United States of America. What about that scenario?
You're being a wee bit ridiculous, like, aren't you? I mean, the United States of America is a different country.
I'm going to reiterate to your... what you brought up there.
Okay, here's Mary and Derry.
Hello?
You have a question for Anthony. You'll need to be quick, no. Mary. Be quick.
Very quick. I want to know, what is the benefits of the United Ireland as a Catholic, and what was the point of your dirty old war? It was disgraceful. I mean, I am a Catholic. I'm from the Brandywell. I live in the South, and it cost me €175 to get an injection to go abroad, where my ex-husband didn't have to pay a penny. You tell me the benefits of your United Ireland. You're nothing but selfish people.
Well, I'm not a selfish person,
but
by no means.
Don't you try and come out as sad?
Well, let's let him answer, Mary.
I will, yeah. And I'm
angry. I'm not a selfish person, by no means.
You are a selfish person.
Can we let him answer?
I mean, there could be loads of benefits. I mean, it would take me days to go into them with you. And, I mean, let's get straight to the point, if you want. This dirty war has went on for an awful, awful long time, and it wasn't just Republicans that started this war.
Can I ask you this just finally? Have you any regret over your part in the IRA campaign?
Absolutely none. Do I support Sinn Féin and stuff now at the minute? I'm very, very sceptical of the way things are going, but I support the peace process. I support that there should be dialogue. I'm not happy with aspects of things, of like of policing and stuff like that. But I have no regrets about my past, absolutely none.